Unit 5. Culture. Heroes and heroines in Britain. Exercise 2A. Read and listen to the texts. Match these words to the correct people. Heroes and heroines in Britain.
William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare is probably the most famous writer in the world. He was born in 1564 in Stratford-upon-Avon. When he was only 18 years old, he married Anne Hathaway, and they had three children. We don't know much about Shakespeare's early life, but by 1592, he was working in London as an actor. Shakespeare wrote 37 plays, including Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Henry V. He made a lot of money, and in 1597 he bought one of the best houses in Stratford. He died there in 1616. People have translated Shakespeare's plays into many languages, and there have been several films of his plays. There's also a film about Shakespeare's life called Shakespeare in Love.
Florence Nightingale. Florence Nightingale was born in 1820. She always wanted to be a nurse. Her parents didn't like the idea at all, because in those days it wasn't a job for a respectable woman. But Florence became a nurse, and she went to work in a small hospital in London. In 1851, the Crimean War started. Newspaper reporters wrote about the terrible hospitals for the soldiers. They were very dirty, and many more people were dying from disease than from war wounds. The government sent Florence and a group of nurses to help. They cleaned the hospitals and looked after the soldiers. Every night, Florence visited all the soldiers. They called her the Lady with the Lamp. When she returned to Britain, she started a school for nurses at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. Florence never married, and she died in 1910.
Bob Geldof. Bob Geldof is not actually British, but Irish. He was born near Dublin in 1954. However, he lives in London and has been knighted by the Queen. In 1977, he started a band called the Boomtown Rats. Their biggest hit was I Don't Like Mondays. In 1984, Bob saw a news program on the TV about the terrible famine in Ethiopia. He decided to do something. He got a lot of his friends from the music world together, and they made a record called Do They Know It's Christmas? It sold over 3 million copies, and most of the money went to Ethiopia. In 1985, he organized the Live Aid concerts in Britain and the USA, and 20 years later, he organized the Live 8 concerts in countries around the world. Bob Geldof's work has raised millions of dollars to help poor people in Africa. He's visited Africa several times and has also written two books, Geldof in Africa and his own life story. Is that it?
Ellen MacArthur. Ellen MacArthur was born in 1976. She always wanted to be a sailor, and she saved all her pocket money to buy a small boat. Her first solo voyage was round the UK. Then in 2000, she became the fastest woman to cross the Atlantic solo. She first became famous when she took part in the Vendée Globe Round the World race. She didn't win the race, she came second, but she broke the record for the fastest non-stop voyage round the world by a woman. Since then, she's been BBC Sports Personality of the Year. She's won several races, and she's set several new records. Her greatest achievement was in 2005, when she became the fastest person, man or woman, to sail solo around the world non-stop. It took nearly 72 days, and she sailed over 27,354 nautical miles.